Hello, everyone. This is hashtag Teams Bites Behind. So let me talk to you a little bit about leaving bites behind and why I love for us to use this as a tool to learn how to stop overeating. So it's one of my favorites, and it's mainly a favorite of mine because when I was a kid, I definitely grew up around messaging that there was not enough food, and part of it was like we didn't always have money. There was always this training and social conditioning, but being from the South, we always ate until basically our eyes rolled back into our head. Then also, we did a lot of buffets and stuff when I was a kid, which was all you can eat. I just really grew up with a lot of social conditioning when I was little that eating beyond full was like what you do. Like, that's how you're supposed to eat. And I want you to think about this. When you're a kid and you're taking in these messages, it just makes sense. You don't really think much about it. And most people don't. I can't tell you how many people will message in to No BS. They'll leave messages on my social. You guys will post about it in the private Facebook group about how it's literally blow me down with a feather that you're supposed to stop eating when you've had enough, not when the plate's clean, you got your money's worth, you ate it because it's free, or when it just tastes so good, you should eat all of it, to make it worth it. So it's just a real interesting concept to me that when we purposely and consciously decide, I'm going to leave some bites behind, there are a few key things that it teaches us. Number one, if you're going to leave bites behind, this means you automatically are setting a goal when you eat, which means that when you have a purpose and a goal when you eat, you have to turn on your conscious brain. Most of us are eating past satisfied and past enough because we ain't using our conscious brain. We're giving it no direction. We're just like sitting around all the time wondering why we're overweight. This is the thing. In order to learn how to eat differently, the first thing that has to happen is not just, I got to change the habit. I got to think differently in order for me to execute a new action that eventually the new action becomes a habit. But the thought has to precede it. So just even setting an intention of, okay, so I will be leaving behind some bites. So that's one thing. The other thing that it does is when we just leave like a couple of bites behind, for all of us with food scarcity, what it does for us is it allows all of the drama to come up around wasting food, not getting enough, not cleaning our plate. It lets all those thoughts reveal themselves to us. And if you don't know, on Wednesday, I believe it will be June 30th at 9 a.m., I am teaching a class on thought reveals. So when you leave some bites behind, you're getting the opportunity to practice a thought reveal, which means in a very small way, I am letting my brain overreact and have a hissy fit and tell me every single sentence that bothers me about stopping before I think I should. And so the reason why I like just a couple of bites behind is because two bites ain't making a fucking difference in anybody's real satisfaction if they're going to be able to make it to the next meal. Two bites is not what is it? A quarter? It depends on whatever food you're eating. But still, the cost dollar there can be overrode. So it allows you at two bites, it lets you basically have drama but have a very easy override switch. The other thing that it does, and I think this is the most important, when you leave a couple of bites behind, it adjusts your brain over time to seeing food on your plate and normalizing it when you're done. That's an important part. We gotta normalize that aspect. And then the super secret bonus that it allows you is if you know you're gonna leave some bites behind, you start eating with intention of making sure that you eat the things you love the most and that you're not just eating food because it's on the plate. This is what I do. You know what I leave behind? Shit that I've lost interest in. stuff that don't matter, things I don't care about the taste anymore. I make it simple. I ain't gonna leave two bites of a prime rib, but yeah, if I got a side of broccoli or a baked potato, I'm probably gonna leave those behind. So don't complicate it. Don't make it more than it is, but let it be easy. So here's what I want. You know, all of y'all know that I'm doing my hashtag 60 days. This is my hashtag 60 days update today. I did my workout this morning. I didn't even know that I was on this challenge team. But this morning when I ate my breakfast, you know what I did? I had my Aunt JJ kimchi rice with tofu. Sounds way better than it tastes way better than it sounds, y'all. It's got like hot sauce and shit in it. It's real good. And I have my watermelon. I'm like sitting there eating my kimchi rice. I was like, ooh, I really want to get to my watermelon. And I love my baked tofu Aunt JJ makes me. And I started thinking, I'm kind of losing interest in my kimchi rice. So I left some of that behind so I could move my ass happily on along to my watermelon. For all y'all that ask me about, where does my dessert fall in? Where does all this? It fits just fine. Eat your damn dinner. If you know you're going to have some dessert, eat less dinner so you can eat your dessert. But you still going to have to stop it enough. Guess what? To lose weight, bitches, we got to prioritize. We're going to have to make some decisions. Sometimes if we want to have our cake, we're going to have to make the tough decision to eat a little less dinner. Boo fucking who for us. We're getting cake. Let's quit bitching. All right. If you are team bites behind, I want to hear it. I want to see it. I want there to be no questions in the Facebook group that y'all took the hammer and threw it down today. That's my challenge to all of you. Tomorrow, everybody say a collective prayer. It's leg day. All right, y'all. Have a good one. Bye.